Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Amen. I am particularly moved today to preach the message I've got, but I want to take the time to honor our fallen veterans. If you would, if you're capable of standing, would you stand with me? Let's have a moment of prayer for all of those families and for all those who gave their lives so we could be free. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today, dear God, claiming your peace to be upon the hearts of all those families, dear God, of the loved ones who gave their lives for our freedom, dear Lord, for king and country. You, the king, dear God, and this, the country. We ask, dear Lord, that you would send peace and comfort to all hearts and minds and bless those, dear God, who gave their lives so that we could have ours. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Lord, bless this service today. Bless the reading of this word. Bless it, dear God, that we would go forward and glorify your name. And you might be magnified, dear God, with all the word that is spoken today. And let it go forth today, dear God, in a way that would magnify, uplift, and glorify the name of Jesus in the throne room of heaven. And let it go forth today, dear God, in a way that anyone under the sound of my voice might receive this word. And they might be blessed of the Holy Ghost today, dear God. And their souls be growing and nourished in the Spirit of God in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do y'all know the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. Somebody glorify God this morning. Hallelujah. Would you remain standing for the reading of God's word? Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. Okay. All right. Pray for Timmy as he's going. He's in a lot of pain. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask your blessing to be upon Timmy. Bring about healing and recovery to his body, dear God. Give him a way out. Deliver him, dear Lord, from this infirmity that's causing him, dear Lord, great discomfort. In the name of Jesus, we ask it today, in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 1 and 1, it says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostles, whom he had chosen, to whom he had also showed himself alive, after this passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of him 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, in a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come again in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Praise God, you can be seated. Glorify your name, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That poor tablet.
That poor tablet.
That's the fourth time it's hit the floor today. Praise God. Saints, we're living in a very dangerous day in the church. We're living in a day when there are people called cessationalists. Cessationalists. They want the power of the Holy Ghost to be driven from the churches. They want us to be more like the nominal churches, where they can come in and sit quietly. They're not expected to stand up. They're not expected to sing. They're not expected to praise. They're not expected to shout. They don't believe that the power and the gifts of the Holy Ghost are for our present day. They believe that the gift of tongues and speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance was gone when the apostles died, and that it's no more for this church. But let me tell you something, saints of God, I know differently than that. Hallelujah. The devil has come to me time and time again and tried to convince me that none of this is real. But you know what? I laugh in his face, because I have watched way too many things of God through the power of the Holy Ghost that dwells in me. I have seen way too many things come to pass and know that it's God's power and the power of the Holy Ghost for anybody to come tell this old fat man it ain't real. Let me tell you something, saints of God. Praise God, it's real. I've watched a dead man raised. I've watched crippled children get out of wheelchairs. I've watched cancers healed, broken bones mended in front of our eyes, blind eyes opened, deaf ears opened. I've watched it all happen. I've seen the glory of the Lord fall. I have, through the gifts of the Spirit, he has given me words to speak. And while I speak it and it comes out of my mouth, it happened in front of me. I'm talking about miraculous things. Hallelujah. You come too late to tell me there's no such thing as a baptism of the Holy Ghost in this day. I know better. You'll never prove it to me, and you'll never get me to admit it. Amen. But cessationalism is creeping its way into the church. A young minister friend that I know, and I have a great deal of faith and confidence in, said, Pentecostalism without evangelism is dead. And immediately somebody jumps on there and says, yep, it ain't about to shout no more. It ain't about running the aisles. And I jumped on there and I said, excuse me, but without the kind of service that it takes for people to shout in the Spirit and run the aisles, the evangelism is without power and without fire. And you would not believe the young preachers that attacked me over that statement. They said, I don't believe you got to have all that stuff. None of that stuff has anything to do with the power to witness and evangelize. I said, oh, excuse me. And I read them this passage of Scripture. And I read them another passage from Luke 24 and 46. And it said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to those rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you were witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Come on, amen. Yes, come on.
And those two passages, both of them say that I want you to be witnesses. I want you to go preach the gospel. I want you to go evangelize. And because I want you to go evangelize, I'm going to send you the very power of the Holy Ghost and let it be upon you. Praise God. He said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Now that was 12 disciples. And by the time that 50th day came, after the Passover, which is what the day of Pentecost was, it was a celebration, the 50th day after the Passover. It was a celebration, it was a high holy day that God set in order for all generations. After the Passover, God chose that day to be the day that he poured out the Holy Ghost. Now because of that 40 days, those disciples had made other disciples. There was 120 disciples in an upper room in the city of Jerusalem. And I've seen pictures of that room. You take out that wall and that wall, and this is about the size of it. This church building is about the size of that room. Now this church has held 101 people before. And it was packed tight and people were standing down the walls. Can you imagine 120 people in here? Now can you imagine 120 people in that room for 10 solid days? And they not only were they in there, they were fasting. You ever been around somebody that was fasting for 10 days? About day 4, they start getting a little bit irritable. You get hungry, you get irritable. These folks, 120 of them, packed in there like sardines for 10 days. Now, the next part I love, this is what the Lord gave me for this morning. They had no idea what was coming. Jesus said to them, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Now, imagine being one of them this morning. Early in the morning. Now, this was... they were up praying before dawn. You know how I know that? Because Acts chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all gathered together in one place in one accord. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all gathered together in one place in one accord, and there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And tongues of fire sat upon each of them, and they were all baptized with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, that meant when the sun had risen completely, they were already together in prayer, seeking that power that God had promised them. But can you understand where they were? Your mind is calm. You're feeling nervous and powerful and excited at the same time. You got no idea what's coming. You only know that he said you will be endued with power. You have no idea what kind of power. They knew not what power. They knew power. They'd seen Jesus. They had no idea what kind of power was coming. They had no idea the kind of things that they were going to witness, the things that they were going to testify of. They had no idea the power of God that was going to be enlightened upon them when they received the fullness and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, sound of a rushing mighty wind came from off in the distance. Amen. And that wind filled all the house where they were sitting. And cloven tongues like as of fire sat upon each of them. Tongues of fire. Can you imagine sitting there, never seeing anything like this before, never even heard of anything like that, but cloven tongues like fire sitting on everybody's heads. Not setting them on fire, not burning them, but you look around the room and you see everybody's got one dancing on their head. Amen? Can you imagine what's going on in their mind? Can you imagine the excitement, the fear, the awesomeness that they're experiencing when all of this is happening? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that sound of a rushing mighty wind was the breath of God. How do you know it was the breath of God, Pastor? Because his name was Yahweh. His name basically is breath. and the sound of a mighty rushing wind. The very power of God, his breath with power, with anointing, with exuberance, with excitement came, and it came so powerfully that it sounded like a storm. It sounded like a tornado coming from out of the east, and it came up upon and blew into that house through a window or through a door. Imagine being sitting there, and suddenly you have the fullness of the power of God swirling around inside of you, swirling around outside of you. Hallelujah. If you look up the word baptized, that's right here in this passage of Scripture. You look up the original language, the Hebrew or the Greek, that word means pickled. Pickled. Help me. What makes a pickle? You take a cucumber and put it in a jar of pickle juice. And it's surrounded by that pickle juice, but you leave it there. For how long do you leave it there, Sister Renee? You got to cook it first. Oh, but I never even thought about that now. Come on, somebody. It's that pickle, you the pickle. You got immersed. Hold on to the book. You got immersed in the power. You got immersed in the Spirit. You got immersed in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost cooked you. Come on, somebody. It lights a fire down deep in your soul. And then it begins to permeate throughout your being, so that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not you being dipped in something. Yes, you're being dipped in it. It's surrounding you, but it permeates throughout your entire being. You are filled with it. You're surrounded with it. His power is surging through your spirit and soul and comes out your fingertips and comes out your mouth when you speak the power of God. Hallelujah. Told you about the cessationists. I could stand here. I'm already out of time, but I could stand here this morning and preach to you 3 or 4 hours about the things I have seen God do through the power of the Holy Ghost. I've got that many things that I have witnessed and seen myself, that if I stood here and told you every one of them, it would take 3 or 4 hours for me to say it. But praise be to God. Some say Pentecost is dead. It don't belong here anymore. It went out with the disciples. It did not. Somebody say it did not. It did not. I've seen the power of the Holy Ghost move. And miracle upon miracle upon miracle. Hallelujah. No less than 3 children that were in the hospital on life support, that while we were praying, they woke up and were so healed and so delivered from whatever it was that the doctors didn't know that they had, that they went absolutely insane in that room. They wouldn't stay in bed. They wouldn't stay quiet. So the doctor sent them home the next day. Mamas was keeping them home from school because you've been in the hospital. But they were bouncing off the walls. They were playing. They were running. They were ripping. They were raring. They had been healed. And Mama said, I can't handle this. You're going to school tomorrow. 3 times I have seen that happen. And all 3 times I said, what doctor is going to allow that? The 2 days after they've been in the hospital on life support and nobody knows what's wrong with them. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For this next part of this message, every time I say I can or I want you to think about yourself and you say I or I can. Amen. I'm a Pentecostal. I am glad that I'm a Pentecostal. I'm glad I don't have to go and sit through some bone dry, weak, powerless service. Hallelujah. I am glad that I could come to the house of God where His power, His Spirit moves, and I can experience the glory of God. I can experience the move of His Spirit down deep in my soul. I can get up and I can dance in front of my guitar. I can get up and I can preach the gospel with the power. I'm so glad I could come to a service where the power of the Holy Ghost is. Somebody say hallelujah. Y'all say that with me. I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. I can come to church and I can watch the power of the Holy Ghost perform miraculous things. I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. I can come watch the power of the Holy Ghost move and draw people to salvation. I can see people. I can watch healings. I can watch deliverances like I watched last Sunday night. I can see the power of God moving in our services. I'm a Pentecostal. And I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. I can come to church and I can experience a move of the Holy Ghost. And I have got the very power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The very power of the living God. Living, working, moving through me. It could come out my mouth. It could come out my hands. It could come out my fingertips. I can lay hands on the sick and they recover. I can lay hands on the dead and they get up. I can see the power of God move because I'm a Pentecostal and I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm a Pentecostal. Say that with me. I'm a Pentecostal. I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. I can praise the Lord with exuberant praise and ain't nobody asking me to get up and leave. I can experience worship on a deeper level than I could have anywhere else that I've been. Hallelujah. I'm a Pentecostal. I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. I can operate in the supernatural with all the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are marked on this wall. All of those things are present in this church. People walk in those gifts of the Spirit because of the power of the Holy Ghost and because of the power of Pentecost. Hallelujah. I can operate in the supernatural and move in the power of the Spirit. I have operated in the supernatural and in the supernatural power of the Spirit. And guess what, saints of God? You can too. Because this power is not just for the prophets. It's not just for the preachers. But it's for you and your children and your children's children. And for as many as who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a Pentecostal. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost didn't come so we could run the aisles during church. But praise God, when it does come, we can run the aisles during church. Hallelujah. Just like happened last Sunday. Hallelujah. It had been a while, but I seen it happen last Sunday. Not just for preachers. For the promises unto you and to your children, to all those who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. He came not just so we could run the aisles, but so that after we run the aisles, we have the fire evangelism burning and we could take that fire and run the streets, hallelujah, leading people to Christ. And that's what this church has been doing through the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to stand up with me. Hallelujah. I want you to glorify God. No, I want you to, everybody to come stand in this altar. And I want you to begin to thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody worship Him. Somebody praise Him. Somebody get exuberant with the power of God. Somebody give God praise and glory. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the name of Jesus. Saints of God, the power of the Holy Ghost is for everybody. It's for everybody that's willing to yield themselves over to Him completely. If you want the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can have it. But two things have to happen first. Three things have to happen first. Number one, You have to ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sin, because the Holy Ghost will not inhabit an unclean temple. Number two, you have to have the power of God sanctify your soul for the very same reason. Sanctification cleans your soul out and cleans you good and takes away the very desire to commit sin. You need to be sanctified. Amen. Amen. Then you have to be willing to yield every part of your will to God. Amen. And that's the most difficult part. Be willing to yield. That means if God says to you, don't ride a purple bicycle on Tuesday. On Tuesdays, you lock up that purple bicycle. Or you don't buy a purple bicycle. You know, I know that sounds stupid, but to a lot of people, the things that God asks of us, that sounds that just that crazy. But the thing of it is, if God says it, you need to be obedient, be willing to be obedient. And God wants you to give your will completely over Him. If you will do that, if you will give your will completely over Him, the very power of God through His existence, His Spirit, His Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God Himself will come in and take you over. Fill you up, surround you, and His power will then be available to you. And your church services, your relationship with God will be 1,000 times better. Your worship with the Lord will be 1,000. It's unlike. And as long as you are willing to yield your will over to God, it'll stay that way. But just as soon as you say, I want to go back and pick up my old life, you begin to lose it. I want you to be, this service today, I had not planned on receiving people or asking people to come receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because that's not where God led me. But He just spoke to me, and I'm going to do it soon. I'm going to preach on the baptism of the Holy Ghost then in such a way to help you understand. And then I'm going to give an altar call for people who want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It'll probably be a Sunday night so that everybody from the church can be in here together. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Anybody got something you want to say? Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God.
He said he's going to be a Christian policeman.
Ha!
God can use him.
Amen. Somebody glorify the Lord today. I love to see what the power of God can do to our children. We need to pray over our children, folks, because the government, the media, and the school systems, all the way up to the colleges, want to turn them into transgender homosexuals. All of them. They are. They're out to get them. We need to pray for them. That's why I'm so glad that the Cooper's children and Precious, they're all homeschooled and they're not being subjected to that kind of attack. Hallelujah. And they're growing. They're growing so rapidly. Hallelujah. All right, everybody raise your right hand. We got one more thing to do. This is the sinner's prayer. We're going to pray it together. Repeat after me with your thumb. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my
sin.
You were raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Make me a Christian.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.